This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States says it plans to issue temporary waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed U.S. sanctions going into effect today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he spoke about all of this.
I am very confident that the sanctions that will be reimposed this Monday, not only the crude oil sanctions, but the financial sanctions that are being put in place by the Treasury Department and over 600 designations of individuals and companies in Iran, will have the intended effect to alter the Iranian regime's behavior. That's our expectation. It's the reason for President Trump's policy.
The nuclear deal with Tehran was okay during the Obama administration, allowing some sanctions on Iran to be lifted, and in turn, Iran would allow total access to its nuclear program. President Trump said Iran violated that 2015 agreement. The husband of a Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is appealing to President Trump and other world leaders for refuge. Asia Bibi says she was falsely accused after a heated argument with other women who refused to drink water she had given them because she was a Christian. 80% of the 2,600 victims of violence that Médecins Sans Frontières has treated in the town of Kananga in the Democratic Republic of Congo since May last year report having been raped by armed men. According to MSF, the rape victims, 162, were children under the age of 15. 22 of them were under the age of 5. Meantime, the UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for an immediate halt to attacks by armed groups in the DRC who are jeopardizing response to the Ebola outbreak. This is VOA News.